world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, "Press On," has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. Calvin Coolidge. Hey, Lifebook VIPs, it's Jesse Colhagen here. Welcome to October in the VIP program. We're so happy to have you here with us today. I regret to announce that John will not be able to join us for this month's audio, but he's asked me to pass along a message to you. Here it is. Hello, Lifebook VIPs. I wish I could be here with you today, but Missy and I just went through Lifebook again this week, for the fifth time, by the way. It just gets more and more powerful for us every time we go through. We're in the process of making some big and exciting changes in our lives right now, and we're putting 100% of our energy and focus into redefining our life vision as we step into the next exciting chapter. I'll share some of our big goals and dreams with you over the next few months, because hopefully you will be a part of some of them. So this month, I'm going to leave the career audio in the loving hands of the Lifebook team. Our love goes out to all of you, and I'll talk to you on next month's Quality of Life audio. In the meantime, thanks so much for listening, and we hope you have a fantastic October. John. While we will all obviously miss John's thought-provoking wisdom this month, the rest of the Lifebook team has prepared a killer lineup of topics, tips, and interviews for this month's career audio. So sit back, relax, and let's dive in together.
Hello, Lifebook VIPs. This is Sandra Garrist, and I'm back this month to highlight another member's story. It's always my privilege to be able to share examples of the powerful breakthroughs our members have in the category of focus, which for October is career. I'm going to start off with a question. Do you know what the number 86,400 represents? Many of you probably know it's the number of seconds in each day. Every 24-hour day, we're given 86,400 seconds to live. But the other thing that this number represents relates to the career category. Let's assume you graduated high school at the age of 18, and you go on to college, graduating college in 4 years at the age of 22. And then let's assume, like most people, you go out and get a real job in the real world working 40 hours a week, which is a low estimate, by the way. If you work 40 hours a week, 48 weeks out of the year, this means you took 4 weeks annual vacation, which is 2 weeks more than most people. And let's assume you work until the age of 65 and retire at 65, like most people. Between the ages of 22 and 65, working 40 hours a week, 48 weeks out of the year, by the time you retire at 65, you will have worked 86,400 hours. Yeah, 86,400 hours. Now, if you're in your dream job and you love going to work every day, that might be a bit of good news. On the other hand, if you haven't found your true calling, or if you are in a job that you dread, this number could be very disturbing. Making a career change can stir deep feelings of anxiety, uncertainty, and overwhelm. As someone who made a significant career shift after going through my own Lifebook session, I'm well aware of the risks involved in making a major life change, and I'm no stranger to the fear and emotional toll it can take on our lives. Which is why I'm particularly excited to share this month's member breakthrough with you. I had the pleasure of getting to know VIP member Amy Livingstone this year. Her and her husband Jeff attended Lifebook in March. They live in Sterling, Alberta, Canada. They have 5 children, and they run a successful chiropractic center. Amy has shared candidly with me that she didn't even want to come to Lifebook initially. Earlier this year, she was at a low point. She was feeling very overwhelmed, with all of the hats she was wearing between the office, taking care of things at home, with the children, having a brand new baby. She said she couldn't think of taking one more thing on. Thankfully, she pushed through her resistance and did end up coming to Lifebook. But even while she was there, she shared that when the facilitator announced that career was going to be the next category, she burst into tears, and the thoughts came racing to her again. How can I possibly come up with goals surrounding what I wanted to do? How can I best use my talents and abilities? I really appreciate Amy opening up about this because I know she's not alone, that many other members have had similar experiences. So, where did she find breakthrough? Well, she started off by recognizing through the financial and career categories that she had grown up with a scarcity mindset that needed to shift. And she was able to identify that her focus used to be more around, can I just pay the bills, instead of focusing on thriving and having an abundant life. But when she got to the life vision chapter, this is where things really came together for her. Through the guided meditation, she really put herself in a space of possibility. She listened to the questions John posed and let her mind do the work. Images came to her, and even when they seemed improbable or too big, she trusted the process and wrote them down. She was able to walk away with absolutely no question in her mind where her and her husband will be 5 years from now, how much money they'll be making, and the impact they'll be having in their community. She saw herself as a public speaker, as a leader in the community, as the face of health and wellness. The first few weeks after Lifebook, she distinctly remembers driving into work as being such a profoundly different experience. And incredible opportunities have come up that she never had imagined possible. And she feels very empowered saying yes to them. She's had offers to present workshops, for public speaking appearances, their clinic is growing, and she's been approached on another new business venture. In summary, Amy credits her incredible transformation to trusting the process, getting clear on how her career ties into her overall life vision, and harnessing the power of connectivity to all of the categories, but especially to her emotional life. She wasn't sure how it would all come together, but now just 6 months after her Lifebook session, she feels like she's living the fullest expression of herself. She's happier, healthier, more loving, and more loved. She knows she's a better parent and a better wife. She explained it like it's watching her dreams in life unfold before her eyes. And she knows that this will be the year that she looks back and says everything has changed. It's so beautiful, and I'm so happy for Amy and very appreciative that she has allowed me to share her story. Steve Jobs, in his 2005 Stanford commencement address, said, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary." So whatever your career looks like right now, whether it's an exciting, rewarding adventure or a grueling, stressful grind, there is a career path that taps into the core of who you are, lighting you up, inspiring you, and filling you with energy and a lust for life. Go after it if you don't already have it, and rekindle it if you already have found your ideal career. I invite you to join me and your fellow VIP members as I host this month's coaching call on Wednesday, October 14th at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time. And on a personal note, I just want to say that I'm so grateful to each of you for being part of the Lifebook community, because you're a big part of the reason that my career is my dream job. Here's to finding an approach to your work that allows you to truly thrive this month.
Hello, Lifebook VIPs. I'm John Vaselli, and I'm back again for Word of the Month. This is where you pick a word or a phrase that is meaningful or sets the tone for you this month. But before I get into my word, I'm happy to announce Word of the Month has just turned 1 year old. Oh my God, how time flies. And secondly, it's Career Month, and I want to thank Jim Godsey, who has made a career of making us all on this VIP sound great. Thanks for everything you do, Jim. Now back to Word of the Month. So not many people know this, but my career path was determined by a $100 bet. In 1981, I enrolled at Northern Illinois University, and I majored in accounting. Accounting, I was told, was a profession that would always be in demand, and therefore, I'd always have a job. My first day while sitting in Accounting 101, I knew that I'd never be happy in this field. I trusted my gut, and I secretly changed my major to illustration, specifically medical illustration. I loved to draw, and medical illustrators were in high demand then. The art building on campus was home for the illustration, visual communications, interior design, and all the other fine art majors. And there was a huge rivalry between the illustrators and the VizCom students. The VizCom students felt their program was more prestigious because you not only had to pass a portfolio review to get accepted into the program, you also needed to pass a portfolio review to graduate. The illustrators argued that visual communication was just about putting type and pictures together. Even a monkey could do that, but you had to have talent to be an illustrator, especially something as intricate as medical illustration. So I accepted the $100 bet to prove that I can get into the VizCom program. You know, I ultimately won that bet and was able to enter the VizCom program, but in the process, I fell in love with design and left illustration behind. I've enjoyed this career for almost 30 years. I've had the privilege of working beside some incredibly talented designers, as well as working for some amazing clients and celebrities and athletes. Now, reflecting back on my career, I realize it could have been very, very different. My word of the month is also my career advice to anyone that asks. Guts and gambling. Trust your gut, because it's usually right, and take that gamble no matter how long a shot it is. Guts and gambling. That's my word this month. What's yours? Post it up to the forum. Can't wait to see what you guys come up with.
Hi, everyone. This is Damian Lupo, and today I've got a very important topic to explore. The topic is purpose, specifically your purpose. We live in a time of massive noise, infinite choices, and a constant fear of missing out because of so many options for a future that could be anything we want to dream up or make up. I also believe that we get conned into buying into what others think about what we should be doing, what they think our purpose is. The solution to all this chaos and noise is living and being on purpose so that your true purpose can be exposed to the world. Here's the coolest part. When you're living on purpose, your mind begins to quiet from the constant question of, what's next? What else should I be doing? Am I missing something? Logically, if you're consciously thinking or worrying about your future, you can't be in the present. That makes sense because you can't consciously think about two things at the exact same time. There's a choice of what moment we're going to be in. The question is, are you going to live in the now or are you going to live in the then? Let me go back and touch on something that comes up a lot before we go too deep into purpose and the principle that I really want to get into called precession. I want to mention the idea of retirement. Conventional wisdom says that it's important to work for a paycheck and to focus on securing a comfortable retirement, or else your life is going to suck and you'll wake up old and destitute. Well, I'm a big fan of goal setting and seeing a future far brighter than the past. Too much forward thinking takes away consciousness from the moments we're actually living in. We spend a ton of time thinking and planning for this vision of a world decades down the road that is guaranteed to look very little like the world of today, or even the future we would try to envision. We spend all this time and energy focusing on managing the future instead of trusting in the idea of being on purpose today, and trusting that because we're on purpose today, the future will largely take care of itself. I'm not saying that future planning is a good or a bad idea. What I'm saying is that focusing on making money today and stockpiling it to retire one day just so you can stop working is a life focused on management, with success defined by not working. Ask yourself, do you really think you were put here to store up a bunch of money so you can quit, coast, and stop contributing? Or do you think you were put here to live with passion and purpose, to contribute and connect, and shine your light on the world as long as you've got a beating heart? I'm going to prove to you that you were given your life for a reason and a purpose, that your job is to serve something bigger than yourself, and that you'll find this thing by trusting, surrendering, and showing up on purpose as a honeybee and not a money bee. So the proof is something called precession. Precession is a foundational life principle I learned from Bucky Fuller years ago. It's not only the foundational principle for the work that I do, but it's the foundation for every single person who's making an impact on the planet, whether it's Oprah or Bill Gates, Bono or John Butcher. To help you understand the idea of precession, I want you to think about a honeybee. Just like honeybees, humans go out in the world and they do work. But unlike the honeybee, people become money bees, and people focus on the getting of money instead of the work that we're meant to do. We get lost in the focus on money, and we forget about the purpose and the reason we're here. We develop a thinking that the true purpose for our work is to pay bills, and our focus becomes on getting money. What's missing is the understanding that money is a side effect of the work we're doing, not the purpose. What's also missing is the reality that money is a reflection of impact, and the universe will always support those who are on purpose, impacting as many and as deeply as they can. But let's get back to the honeybee. When a honeybee goes straight at a flower and is doing what it's supposed to be doing, collecting nectar to make honey, it's living on and with purpose. Unbeknownst to the bee, but specifically designed by the universe, the bee is sprinkling pollen from one flower to the next and actively cross-pollinating and spurring life everywhere. The bee's true purpose is a critical function for nature to work. Without it, all life would perish. The interesting thing is that the true purpose of the bee is not nectar or honey. The true purpose of the bee is happening at a 90-degree angle to the bee's focus and its activity. The bee is fully focused on the now, on the nectar, and the bee doesn't even realize his true purpose when he's on his path and in the present, but his true purpose is happening. If the bee suddenly started thinking like humans do, he might start focusing on pollination and screw up the entire processional effect designed to work in harmony with nature. If cross-pollination is the money and collecting nectar is the work, then the money has to be the side effect and can never be the focus or the purpose for a human. The problem is people have become money bees, desperately trying to get money instead of working and doing that which serves the highest and best outcome for humanity. Instead of being on purpose in the present, people are fixated on trying to be smarter than nature and focusing on pollination instead of on nectar gathering. Instead of solving big problems, people work and focus on getting more money, thinking this is the secret to wealth and abundance. It's not. It's actually in direct conflict with the natural order of the universe. But how do you know if you're doing the work you're supposed to do? How do you know if you're on the right path, if your true purpose is at a 90-degree angle from your activity and is clearly out of sight? The universe provides perfectly timed taps to let you know when you're on the right path and when you're off of it. Whenever random people or resources seem to show up out of thin air, resources you could have never imagined that support your work, the universe is giving you positive taps, letting you know you're on the right path. On the other hand, whenever you're not on purpose, life will seem more and more like a struggle of pushing and pulling, going nowhere. The universe is warning you. Either you change course or the universe will find new, bigger ways to teach with more pain until you get it. Every day, we all have a choice to make, whether to live as happy honeybees or misaligned money bees. We have a choice to focus on money, or we can focus on our purpose and trust the universe to provide all the feedback and resources we need and allow money to flow. The more you can surrender into the present and be on purpose, the more fulfilled you'll find your life and the happier your experience of that life will be. So I'll leave you with one question. What kind of bee will you be?
Hey VIPs, it's Becky, and I'm back with some inspiring tips from our Lifebook team. This month, we get to dive into a category that many people spend their entire lives defining themselves by. Think about it. You meet someone new and ask, "What do you do?" 95% of the time, they'll tell you what their job title is. And sadly enough, even though most people define themselves as a fill-in-the-blank, very few people actually seem to love the job they're in.
the vast majority of people take jobs because of the amount of money they can make. And making money is important, but if you're going to spend your life defining yourself as something, you better be sure it's something you're proud of and something that expands and improves you in many other categories. For Steph on our team, she links career with her emotional life. She said, "Do what you love and all else will follow." Steph took some time after her first life book session to deeply look at her skills and talents. She then assessed them in order of what she liked the most. And now she only works in her unique ability, in the area that she loves more than anything. And since doing that, she's never been happier. Missy links her career to her intellectual life. She said, "Never stop learning and exploring, period." Although she could say that about every category, for career, it's not only table stakes, it's mandatory. So for her, as a wife, mom, and entrepreneur, that means continuous study in such topics as sex, psychology, wellness, best practices in business, etc. Her list is long. She reminds us that it's all about honing in on your craft and becoming the best fill in the blank you can so that you can create the most value to your fellow humans, make the world a better place, and get a proportionate reward for doing so. That's just good stuff. VIPs, we know how profound category connectivity can be, and when we can improve multiple categories with a habitual action, that's golden. We'd love to hear what actions and habits you've used to improve your career, as well as other connecting categories. So head over to the forum or jump into the new Facebook group and join the discussion. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hey there, VIPs. It's Jesse again, here to give you a quick tour through this month's VIP page as we explore new career resources and topics that are going to light you up. There are a lot of different themes on this month's Career VIP page, but the one that stands out in the most powerful and impactful way is the theme of hard work. The brilliant Thomas Edison said, "Opportunity is missed by most people because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work." The legendary Michelangelo said, "If people knew how hard I worked to get my mastery, it wouldn't seem so wonderful after all." No matter how we choose to contribute in this life, in order to achieve excellence in any area, we have to labor and endure. The amount of success and fulfillment you will create in your life is directly proportionate to the amount of effort you put forth. And that's where we come in. This month, we're putting the fun back into our work. We have a truly incredible lineup of resources that's going to help you light a fire inside yourself and find the passion, energy, and ambition you need to take your career to the next level and experience an unprecedented sense of delight and satisfaction while doing it. So are you ready to jump in with me? All right, here we go. Our first highlight is sure to put some butterflies in your stomach. We're challenging you to escape your comfort zone this month by pushing your personal boundaries, taking positive new action, and sharing your results in our awesome new Facebook VIP group. Every day, life offers us countless opportunities for new growth, exciting adventures, and our chance to be our very best. But we're often so blinded by busyness and conditioning that we don't recognize life-changing, character-building opportunities when they arise. Well, it's time to shake off all those dead leaves and make room for new growth in your life. It's time to escape your comfort zone. And not only will you end the month a stronger, happier person, you'll have a chance to win a truly special, once-in-a-lifetime experience with John and Missy. So head on over to the challenge post and start getting uncomfortable. Next up, we have another very special category contribution by not one, but 10 experts in the career category. Not only have these career lovers achieved enormous success in their chosen fields, but they've managed to create balanced, fulfilling, 12 category smart lives. So naturally, we wanted to ask them one very powerful question. What is the single most important thing you've learned on your path to creating a wildly successful career? These members have worked a lifetime to achieve this wisdom and experience, and now they're sharing it with you. And as a special new offering, I've personally recorded this article in audio so you can listen while going about your own business. I hope you like it. Moving on, we have an inspiring, heartwarming, fuzzy all over kind of post titled 9 Secrets of Lifebook's Working Moms, How to Balance Career and Family. As mothers, wives, career women, homemakers, and a dozen other things, we women often feel like we're being pulled in a million different directions, and it can be really difficult to maintain a positive, patient, loving, happy attitude when we feel exhausted and divided. So this month, 9 stunning Lifebook career mamas have banded together to share their very best advice for creating balance and harmony within the many roles they play. Read, smile, laugh, and cry along with us as we honor these brilliant ladies and support one another on our wonderful journeys of becoming the best women we can possibly be. And as always, once you've had a chance to read through each of the posts, share the love by commenting at the bottom of the article. Speaking of working ladies, we have a very special featured guest this month, marketing and business extraordinaire Marie Forleo. If you haven't heard of her, let us enlighten you. Marie is a smart, sassy, uber-successful career woman who's making a seriously positive impact in the world of business. And this month, she's personally sharing some of her best career-themed Marie TV videos with the community. There are 5 of them, and they're only about 5 minutes long each, but they'll be sure to leave you laughing, taking notes, and running out the door to immediately implement her killer ideas and strategies. The next article hits close to home for me personally, and I think it'll be relevant to both young adults and parents alike. It's titled, Why Generation Y is Unhappy, and it takes a fearless look into what drives the generation of individuals that were born between the late 1970s and the mid-1990s. If you've ever felt like the quality of our culture is declining, or wondered why there seems to be so much dissatisfaction and even entitlement from our younger generations, this post is for you. It's a touchy subject, I know, but I trust that just about every member of Generation Y or parent of a Generation Y child will appreciate the perceptive and revealing nature of the article. It certainly had a positive impact on the way I view the world and how I can be a better citizen for its future. And while we're on the note of being better citizens of humanity, let's talk about one of my all-time favorite character traits as it relates to the career category, grit. Now, if we really wanted to start a lengthy and passionate conversation about the difference between previous generations and those of today's modern era, we could argue that one of the virtues we lack most in today's youth is grit. But I'll save you the speech and keep things focused. This month, we have an exceptionally motivating article titled 10 Inspiring Things Entrepreneurs with Grit Do. Because when it comes to work, talent, intelligence, and even education don't guarantee success. I mean, of course, talent, perfect skills, and qualifications can help your entrepreneurial efforts. But experience tells us that entrepreneurs and people in general succeed because they demonstrate extraordinary grit to reach their dreams. In other words, they continue working toward a goal no matter how hard it gets or how long it takes. Get 10 real-life examples of how it's done in this thought-provoking post. The next article is titled 10 Overlooked Truths About Taking Action, and it's one of my all-time favorites. In it, there's an amazing excerpt that comes from a New Yorker cartoon. It says, "A perplexed person stands before 2 doors. One door says, heaven. The other says, books about heaven. He's perplexed. He's considering the book." It's funny because it's absolutely absurd and because we know we'd have the same consideration. That's where we are as a culture. We run desperately to abstraction and avoid action at all costs. We'd rather read books, go to seminars, hire life coaches, and make lists than actually step through the door and do the things we know we need to do. This world is full of people who are stuck in life. There's been some mass paralysis, and modern man has simply forgotten how to take action. This post is the antidote. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. There are many more awesome articles and resources on the page this month, so be sure to check it out. But the last one I want to highlight is a new and exciting offering for this month's Life Notes. Not only are we featuring two phenomenal books in the career category that had a massive impact on my own life, I might add, but I've taken the liberty of recording both of them into audio format so you can listen on the go. I'd like to extend a very special thanks to the VIP members who suggested this idea, and I hope you all benefit from it. And just a reminder, you have unlimited access to Lifebook's powerful career video for the entire month of October. Spending just 1 hour re-experiencing that life-changing video and bringing new thought power to your career beliefs, vision, purpose, and strategies could be exactly the thing you need to move your life forward this month. Well, that's my overview for the month, VIPs. I really hope it helps. Now, I'd love to hear from you. What specific actions are you committed to taking that will make the biggest impact in your career this month? Tell us in the comments as you dig deep into these game-changing resources and commit to achieving your most exciting career goals. And if you want even more wisdom and support in your career this month, come on over to the Lifebook Forum or visit Lifebook's brand new Facebook VIP group and create a new topic to enlist the help of like-minded Lifebook members from around the world. Above all, stay true to your vision and believe in yourself. You can do this. And with each action you take, you move one step closer to the person you want to be and the extraordinary life you want to live. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time on Lifebook's Monthly Audio.